what's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my peoples come first. Come the thank you, Rob. We'll pay attention to that story out of London, of course. 312-981-7200. It's time to play the worst here. Do every Tuesday night. This is where we complain about the worst things in our society for prizes. I mean, it's a really simple concept. In studio tonight, to be our judges, two comedians, Sarah Albritton, who is a regular on the Downloads The Worst. Good to see you, Sarah.
Good to see you, too.
And a newbie, Catherine Pavs Pavanelli.
Hi.
Good to see you. All right, you guys are the writers of Super Narcoleptic Girl, the web series that's coming out here in July. Superwebseries.com is the site. This is something, Sarah, that's near and dear to your heart because we've talked about this on the show before. You are a narcoleptic, which is crazy to think about.
Yes.
And we don't know much about it, but you wear it well.
Well, they've got lots of pills for it, so that helps. I have narcolepsy. It's a good, I'm very good humored about it, so I feel like it's good to bring awareness in a realistic way, so it's kind of a fun way.
And it seems to be one of these ailments that, you know, comics love to riff on because it's sort of the idea that you could fall asleep at any moment.
It's a bit more complex than that, which is why we want to do a web series where I'm actually involved in writing it so I don't fall asleep in my soup, which would be unrealistic, but like it happens at more realistic times.
There you go. Like bedtime.
Yeah. Well, sure. Well, much more often than just bedtime.
Yeah,
but like,
right.
Like falling asleep on the train, in a car, basically any moving vehicle.
I have been dying to write the sketch about you falling asleep in the car, but I'm scared people might get scared that narcoleptics actually fall asleep in the car, and I don't want to do that to you or your community.
You don't want my license to be taken away?
Not really, no.
Well, you guys are putting together a fundraising campaign for this at the Indiegogo page. You can get all that stuff at superwebseries.com. All right, we're playing the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. Let's start it off like we start off every week with Mr. Pete Zimmerman. Pete!
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When you're sitting down to watch a program Sunday afternoon and you grab a new bag of chips and you try to open the bag and it tears open.
Yeah, right.
And all the chips fall.
That's the worst.
And I want to find out a way to open bags of chips.
Well, I will tell you that as someone who has fallen in love with the kettle chips, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that bag is a chip. That's a very hard bag to open.
Yes.
That I found myself just really practicing patience. Like I will, it becomes like you have to actually unwrap the chips. You have to think about it like it's a different product. I think a lot of it is just a paradigm shift for you, Pete.
To rethink, yeah, no,
rethink
I just,
chips.
I get in there and I just, yeah. I'm grabbing. And I don't even like the one, I don't like the bags, like the resealable bags,
right,
or whatever, because,
right,
you could never open those properly either.
Yeah,
I think bag technology
has
needs
a long way to go.
To change in 2017.
All right, there you go. Bag technology, the worst. Oh, Pete Zimmerman. All right, let's kick it off. Sarah, what do you got for the worst?
Oh gosh. Well, I think the worst is when you're like feeling like, oh yeah, I look pretty good for my age, and then you wake up one morning with a big crick in your neck, and you're like, I feel old, because that's what happened to me this morning, and now it hurts to turn my neck.
Oh, that is the worst.
Yes,
and it's gonna. You're not old.
I'm not old at all.
You're gonna get to my age, and that's gonna happen every third day.
Well, oh no. Oh.
Yeah.
Eh.
I know. Yeah. It's like when you get to the point where you're like, it's a good back day. That's just not a good way to live your life.
It's just the first time that happened to me, and I call my mom. I'm like, I'm old.
That's the first thing you do. I love it. All right, Catherine, what do you got for the worst?
Oh, God. Okay, so I think the worst is when you're on your morning commute to work, and there's someone clipping their toenails on public transit.
That?
Oh, apparently... natives.
People.
And the toenail hits you in the face.
No.
Ew,
what are you talking about?
Disgusting.
What did you do?
What did I do? Yeah. You don't want to know what I did. I'm not allowed to say it on the radio.
Did you scream and profanity and do the whole bit? Or did you just like freeze?
I might have farted in that person's face.
Oh, my God. Come on. Tit for tat at that point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, I mean, they started it.
Yeah, right. 312-981-7200. All right, let's go to the lines. Let's go to Adam. Adam, what's the worst, bud?
Hi there.
Hi.
I was just telling your guy there that, I had about you know, when you get a root canal and you get the crown put on,
yeah,
you know, after
right.
they drill down. And I got about 4 crowns put on about 12 years ago, within about a year and a half period or so. And they seem to be, like, sequentially, like, on the dot from when they got put in, like, coming out.
Oh, no.
And the worst feeling in the world is when you're, and it's never at a convenient time. It's always when you're chewing on something, you know.
Yeah.
And whenever you're, like, you'll be chewing, and then all of a sudden you'll crunch down on one of your crowns that are hard as a rock. And it's just the crumbling, I cracked one of my other teeth, so I'd have another, root canal to have another one put in, you know. So, yeah. So, but I've had it happen about 3 times.
Oh, that's terrible,
3
man.
3 different crowns.
That's the worst. That's the worst that none of us can understand. I mean, I have crown problems too, but not like that. That's, ugh. Have you ever had that situation where you've crunched down on bread or something hard and your tooth has fallen apart? No?
Mm-mm. No, it has not. Oh,
this guy has out here. See, that's another thing when you get older. That's going to happen too. All right, let's get one more in before we go to the break. Let's go to Jasmine. Hey, Jasmine, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Jasmine, are you out of school or are you still in school?
The last official day is on Tuesday, but finals end this week. So I'm after Friday, I'm not going to go anymore.
Oh, okay, there you go. That's nice.
but I have something for
What do you
the
got
worst,
for the worst?
And it's been happening, like, the last 2 weeks or so. The worst is people at my school that think it's fun to pull the fire alarm.
Oh, that's the worst. Does everyone have to go outside then?
Yeah, and the last time it happened, we missed pretty much all of 6th period. Like, the fire alarm was pulled as I was going to the locker room to change from gym. And so, thankfully, I was, still in my uniform, so I didn't have to deal with anything embarrassing. But we missed, like, it, 6th period, it goes from, like, 12 to, like, 12:55. And when we got to go back inside, it was 12:40. So we missed pretty much all of class. All of class.
You'll look back on that and say, okay, well, maybe it's okay to miss 6th period
once in a while. When they pull the fire alarm at school and it's not a fire, the school gets fined for it. The student gets in trouble. It's not right.
Yeah, it's no good. All right. Thanks, Jasmine. That's a good one.
Hope you guys have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Bye.
She's a good point. But at the same time, I feel she's such a responsible citizen. She calls in a lot. But she's such a responsible citizen that she's worried about the cost and the fine that goes to the school.
I was sweet, but I was definitely not that responsible when I was her age.
No.
I would take 6th period and be like, great.
I would have been the person pulling the fire alarm. What are you talking about?
Look at you, danger. All right, in studio, Catherine Pavanelli, Sarah Albert, and we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue the worst. Stay with us. Sarah Albritton, Catherine Pavanelli in studio. Tonight, they are the writers of Super Narcoleptic Girl. You can find out all the information at superwebseries.com, including the Indiegogo page to help fund. They're going to start shooting in July. They are the judges tonight on The Worst, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, what's the worst, Glenn?
Evening. How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
Not too bad. Yeah, my worst is your kid's version of ancient history is what you did as a child.
Yeah. when they're talking about like tapes and 8-tracks and things like that.
Oh yeah. Or reel to reel. You only have 3 channels? No.
Yeah, well Glenn,
we both
realized that that's ancient history. You just have to accept it at a certain point because it is.
I know.
You know, I was actually, when I was at TTW for the weekend review, I looked through the window and they had an engineering shop in the basement and they had a reel-to-reel video machine in there. And I said, and I was with the intern. The intern was like kind of ushering us through to the studio. And I stopped and I said, wow, look at that thing. That's amazing to see that thing. And she's like, I don't know what that is. Like, it was just like, I was like, all right. And it's not even that old technology because it's TTW. But anyway, thanks, Glenn.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
You too. All right. We got a ton of texts here. That's going to be fun. 312-981-7200. 312 says, the worst is sheets in the window for curtains.
Yeah, if I went over the guy and he had sheets in the window for curtains, I'd maybe like, I don't know. Not really an adult thing.
Yeah, right? I feel like that's as
That says like college.
That says college.
Yeah.
It's a college thing.
Or they were being really resourceful.
Yeah. Or efficient. Right.
Yes.
Like, I remember when I lived in an apartment and we wanted to keep the heat in one room.
Right.
You would do that kind of stuff. And you were
Oh, yeah.
But that was, again, that was college. So I think I'm proving your point.
You could get away with things in college, like having having a mattress with no, like, bed spring and stuff. You can get away with that kind of stuff.
Right.
But after college, it's kind of like,
Stop judging me, Sarah. I see you looking at me.
All right. 832 says, you know what's the worst? Cigar smoke. Oh, interesting. Not a big cigar smoke. Super offensive smelling, much worse than cigarettes or even marijuana.
I don't find marijuana offensive at all.
Well, the smell of the smoke for a cigar smoke. Do you agree? Do you think that's the worst?
I mean, I think that does stay.
He's
a
got
bit.
A couple of the guys.
There's
out
a guy smoking
like,
outside.
Are you smoking a cigar?
What are you smoking there, huh?
See? What? Well, what do you guys think? I mean, do you find that smoke offensive?
Not really, because I like them. So that's I'm not. I am the worst.
Cigar smoke kind of bugs me a little bit, like because that lingers a little bit. But cigarette smoke is probably the worst. I'd say.
I would say cigarettes are worse. Yeah, same.
Like yeah.
All right, let's move on. 815. The worst is waiting all year for your raise.
Oh.
You get it, and then your health insurance premium goes up, and you're taking home less than you were before the raise. That's the worst.
Oh, yes, it is.
Do you have the same issue?
Oh, no comment in case anyone from my office is listening.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
I will say you have a job that has benefits coming from a freelancer. I'm just saying.
Right. So maybe the worst in context.
In context. Right. I'd say that's still like a privilege worst.
All right. 630 says the worst, a restaurant adding a ridiculous substitution charge without telling you. When complain, you're told it's mentioned in the menu in font 8 on the bottom of page 3.
What's a substitution charge?
So I know this. I mean, the idea that if you say, I don't eat chicken, so can I get shrimp instead? They will sometimes put a $2 charge on because the value is not the same.
Well, $2, that's not that bad. But if you're talking like $20, then I'd
listen
be like,
to you. So the last verse, you're like, oh, Mr. Privilege with your free. Oh,
yeah,
free
right?
Now you're like, $2? Who cares about $2? It's one way or the other there, Sarah.
I guess I'm inconsistent. I don't know.
My dad had a great one time where he's a vegetarian and he was, I forgot what restaurant it was, but they had asked him, he wanted to get the chicken and shrimp dish, but he didn't want the chicken. Just with the shrimp. And the guy goes, do you want double shrimp instead? He goes, well, that'd be nice. And when the bill came, it was a $4 extra charge. And he was so great because he goes, excuse me, yeah, I have a question. And at the end, he goes, is this shrimp right here, this $4, is this the shrimp you offered me? And the guy's like, yeah. And he's like, I just wanted to know that.
Or if you're at like a really nice restaurant and then they're like, here are all the specials, but they don't tell you the prices.
Yeah, right.
Where it's like, hey, this is the day of special and you don't know how much it is.
Are you the kind of diner that will say how much?
Ooh. It depends on most of the time. No. Depending on who
it's
I'm
too
with.
Fine dining, right?
No. It's too fine dining. You can't do that because then you look like you're a cheap person.
Yeah, but I like that danger in there. The halibut. How much for the halibut?
I think we're doing that next time we go out.
Yeah, do it just for the fun of it.
We could play it's like restaurant roulette, right? We'll just like not know.
It's fun to mess with the social contract. They of course think they want to intimidate you. So instead, give them a little bag. The mahi mahi. What's the price on that? And then they barely even know either. They're like, $27.99. I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You got them, right? You've changed it. You've changed the status.
I like that social there haggling.
Social haggling. Catherine Pavanelli, Sarah Albritton in studio tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back to the second half of the worst. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
It's going down.
Thanks, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. We're playing the worst, 312-981-7200. And we'll keep you up to date on the fire in London, of course. An apartment complex, 24 stories, Greenfell Tower near Notting Hill. There are 120 apartments in that building. And if you see the pictures online, it's pretty gruesome, the fire. No word on how it started, anything like that, and people are being evacuated. So we'll have more with that coming up with Rob when he updates us in the news in a couple minutes. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst tonight. In studio with me, Sarah Alberton and Catherine Pavanelli. They are the writers of the Super Narcoleptic Girl, the web series. You can find it all at superwebseries.com. They are in the midst of an Indiegogo campaign as they start filming in July. So you can find out all about the series and more about Sarah and Catherine at superwebseries.com. Tonight we're playing the worst. We get a lot of great stuff coming in, so let's get right back to it. 312 says, the worst is me, because sometimes when I'm lazy, I eat the peanuts whole without removing the shell.
That's
a very nine-year-old thing to do.
Yeah, it's like eating the tail and the shrimp, too, like that.
Well, the problem, too, the problem, and I don't want to be grotesque, but it's not going in, it's going to be going out. It's going to be the trouble.
Does that even provide any nutritional value?
I guess it's fiber, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Just when you're lazy, you're just too lazy to open it. Is that it? Like, I wonder if he or she does it around other people, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm lazy, so maybe not. Maybe it's just like...
Yeah, yeah. They're not just in the Five Guys just chomping on it.
It's a guilty pleasure, you know? It's like that kind of, no one's around. 3847 says, you know, it's worse listening to a story about a history project for half an hour and never being told what grade it received. That was me. I talked about my son's history project. A+. Sorry, I didn't give the end to that story. We got sidetracked on other stories. But yeah, 40 out of 40, A+. But see, I think next year when he has to do it again and then he's on his own, he's not going to come anywhere near. At some point, he's going to have to fall to find out how to get back up. Wow.
Whoa. Someone's
like
getting
a motivational
deep.
Dad. Yeah. That was. Yeah. It's about adversity. Wow. Oh, what happened to Justin? Oh. All right. 312-981-7200. 773. The worst is when you find a perfect pair of shoes and you learn that they no longer carry that particular style. And even worse, it's in the evening. It isn't even available in your shoe size. Okay. The worst is when people who breathe down your neck while waiting in line, especially when the line only consists of the two of you.
Oh, gosh. That's awful. That makes you think of Hey Arnold, you know, with the little guy behind Helga.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's
that
would
is
be
the
creepy.
Worst. Get out. Yeah.
That would be really creepy.
Are you the kind of person, if there's only two people in line and someone's that close, you say, back up?
I feel like I would back up into them just to freak them out.
You would?
I would probably just like subtly try to move away, and then I'd be like, dude, what's up? Like, there's a bubble of invisible space.
I feel like if it's just the two of you and you're in a line, say at a Jewel, and it's late night and someone's that close that they're breathing, I mean, a couple look backs would probably shake them back, right?
See, I think like if not, then I'd wonder if maybe they're just like one of those like horror movie serial killers in real life, and they're just practicing,
We're operating on the idea that it's someone who's not being nefarious.
Yeah.
Right? So let's just say that they're just not aware of personal space. How do you back them up?
Well, how good looking is this person?
Oh.
See, that, now that you're, is, being, you're that, being nefarious.
That right? is a question. Right. How good looking is this person?
I don't know.
Is their breath, if their breath is bad, then that would be really
yeah,
the worst.
Then that's a double.
Then that's like
a double
trouble.
That's
terrible.
518 says, you know what's the worst? Beard braids.
Mm.
People
that's
who braid
weird.
Their beard. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Feels like a Bonnaroo kind of thing to do.
Yeah.
Or like if you're in the Spin Doctors, like that's a thing. You guys know that band?
I do. I'm going to do a throwback here. Like, I used to love Lady Lovely Locks growing up, and she had animals that like lived in her hair. So I feel like if you braid, like braid your beard,
if you did
beard,
a good job,
and no, there's like a squirrel in there, I'll accept it.
Only if there's a squirrel
only
or like
small
an animal
creatures,
a chipmunk,
are living, right?
A little chipmunk, right? But if you're just doing it on your own time, gross.
Yeah, no good, right?
Or you train the squirrel or chipmunk to do the braids. Now that would be very impressive.
Would be
that would be very impressive.
Then you take that show on the road.
Yeah.
Then you have to,
then you're the chipmunk braid. Yeah. Guy, right. And you can never shave.
Coming to a pier near you, that's going to be what your job is. All right, 773, coming off as creepy after complimenting a picture of your Facebook friend's daughter. Oh,
ew.
That is the worst.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And 773 is saying it's the idea of coming off creepy, but I think as you heard the response, it was creepy.
Yeah.
Now I want to know what this person said.
And I hope that they would delete it. If they realize it's creepy, then just delete the comment, you know.
But then, are you admitting creep? Like, if you delete it, you're like, oh, I recognize that was a creep. Or if you stand by, you didn't think it was creepy, and you're just going to, you're doubling down on creep.
It's like if you accidentally text somebody, and then there's like a wrong text, and you text your mom sex instead of sec, you know.
Like
autocorrect. You want to correct that, and you're like, oops, I meant second, you know. Yeah. And it's kind of like the same thing. Just delete it, message them privately, be like, oops, I reread that and realized how that came.
Oops, I didn't mean to call your daughter hot. I deleted it.
Yeah, see, I don't think there's any way out. I think you gotta own it. You gotta own it. 847, the worst is loud eaters, people who smack and chomp. It sounds like this could be my wife, because she's very sensitive to that kind of stuff. So I constantly get yelled at for that. And she told me the greatest story about her brother when they were younger, who would scrape the fork. He's a kind of eater. Like, when he would eat, then he would scrape the fork on the way out, and he would almost do it on purpose. Like, when he would at dinner, and one night she flipped out and like flipped the dinner table. Like, or, you know, like the plate and the whole bit. It was this whole thing.
I was going to say, she must be very strong.
Yeah, she was very strong. Not the table, but just the plate. Yeah.
Just imagine her, like flipping the whole table over.
That's right. You get superhuman strengths. You guys know it. Superheroes.
Truth.
847, when you are walking in a crowd and someone just randomly stops in the middle. Yes, there's nothing worse than that. That is the worst.
Yeah. And then you just have to agree.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. 832 says cereal bags. I think cereal bags are too ridiculous to open.
We've got a lot of problems with opening bags. I think someone needs to have a Shark Tank idea here. I think, like, to open bags easier. We're giving it to the floor for anybody who has a Shark Tank idea.
Here it
go
is.
Go with that.
Easy open bags. 773. Well, the worst is when you're in an arcade and you're literally 3 seconds away from beating the game, and then some dude just comes over and hits second player, then asks if you're okay with it, and then beats you so you can't even continue your game. Now, that's a lot of, like, technical arcade stuff.
That's a very specific...
Yeah. I mean, it's the worst if you're in the... I mean, I guess I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe if you're, like, you're talking about, like, the motorcycle game at Dave & Buster's?
Yeah, I don't know. The only time I've, like, played an arcade are all the beercades, and those I'm just... I don't care, because I've got, like, handcrafted beer.
There are people that care.
Like, I go to those on dates, basically. It's like, oh, that's the thing to do. Go to the beercade on a date.
There you go. And what if your date's like, what if you're having a great game, and your date's like, can I get in? You'd be like, get out of here.
No, I'll be like, well, I'll be like, are you
prepared to
lose?
That's a double entendre question.
Yeah, right? All right, let's go to Rick. Rick, what's the worst, Rick?
What's the worst is when you go for a job interview, and the woman that is interviewing you realize that you had turned her down in her sexual advances years before.
No way. That's a sitcom. You're just doing the single guy plot. Really?
Well, true story.
What are you doing that? Did she recognize it? Did she obviously didn't get the job? What happened?
Actually, I did.
You got the job?
I did get the job.
I don't want to know what you had to do for that job, buddy.
Been there many years now.
All right. Well, that's an interesting one. Well, that's awkward.
That was a wee bit uncomfortable. Yes, it was.
All right. Well, there you go, Rick. Thank you for thank you for sharing that personal story. All right. I like that one. All right, let's go to Dave. Dave!
Hey, I got another job interview one.
Oh, perfect. Back to back.
No. The person interviewing you, and you're sitting close to them, has really, really bad breath.
Mm.
And you're about ready to pass out, even though you're trying desperately to make the best impression possible.
How close are you to them in the interview?
Well, enough for the, you know, I don't really know about the physics of, you know, breath molecules, but they can travel. They can travel. And you're trying there, you know, to make, do your best to be a good person. They're sitting there killing you.
Yeah.
Suffocating you.
Dave, that's...
Or just any other, you know, sitting next to someone who's talking to you on a plane or a bus.
Yeah, that's the worst. All right, thanks, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we will crown this week's winners on The Worst. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all. Come first, my people, come first.
Catherine Pavanelli and Sarah Albritton in studio. They are the writers and creators behind Super Narcoleptic Girl. Superwebseries.com is the site. Comedians in Chicago, writers, we are playing The Worst. 312-981-7200. We have a million texts to get to, so I'm going to try to go rapid fire so we can get to the prize round here. Sweet. Pedestrians who cross during the green turn arrow, The Worst. Yes, that's the worst. The worst are drains and hotel showers. You always have to shower with a few inches of water around your feet.
Oh. Oh, that's pretty bad.
The worst are free samples at the grocery store. You eat the sample, but mostly just drop it on the ground. So now, now that salsa and tortilla chips become something I have to clean off my shoe. That's specific, yeah.
Very specific.
They're mad. Mary's mad. I like it. All right. Now let's get to some of the new ones. 506 says the worst. All Sharknadoes, past, present, and future. Really not in the Sharknado. 847. Those are great. The worst is rice cakes. I remember
just,
that
just
was
rice cakes. Just rice cakes.
My mom got on a kick where we would go to a co-op when I was a kid, mm-hmm. and so rice cakes were a big part of that. Like, it felt like we didn't get chips, we got rice cakes. So, like, I have a PTSD on rice cakes. Like, I just, every time I see a rice cake, I'm like, it's just, this and the brown berry bread.
Oh, like those things. Weird. Oh, I've never had that.
Grape nuts. Those three things will make me go, for my childhood. And Hawaiian punch. All right. 773, the doctor's office calls on a Friday, and you got to wait all weekend for the results.
Yeah.
708, when you have a staff meeting, you leave for work, and you're walking out of the viaduct to the L, and a pigeon poops on your head.
That's good luck. What?
If a bird poops on your head, it's considered good luck.
708 says the worst is when you see a hot chick in the store. Okay. And you get next to her and you notice she's looking at her feet fungus spray. She's looking at feet fungus spray. All right. I don't know if that's the worst.
Yeah.
People get feet fungus. It's all good. It's all good.
She's taking care of it at least.
Yeah, right. 815.
At least she's doing something about
doing
it.
Something
It'd be
about
worse
it.
If like she had it and she's like, hey, I'm just gonna live with the fungus, no big deal.
Yeah, right. She's already working on self care. 815, the worst is people in the grocery store who block the whole aisle with the cart. Yep. 312, people who say 50 is the new 40, liars. The worst is when you upset your father enough for him to throw the Thanksgiving turkey at you during dinner. Wow. That, like, I just asked a question on that one. Was that was what you were trying to get, right? If you get a dad that's throwing a Thanksgiving turkey, you said that was a goal of yours. But you're like, yeah I feel like I gotta see if dad will throw the turkey.
That takes a lot of effort, I feel.
Yeah. another more doctor's office calls. The worst, when on a long flight, the guy in front of you reclines asleep the seat and refuses to move and then falls asleep. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
312.
That happens to me a lot. I'll just fall asleep.
Yeah, right? 312, the foghorn nose blow in public.
Oh.
I like that one. Honk. Honk. Mm-hmm. 773 says, hey genius, they sell peanuts without the shells removed, with the shells removed. Oh, come on, man.
Worst is when someone gets so upset about how someone eats their peanuts.
Yeah, exactly. 214, the worst is pigeon poop on the car. You can never get it out, burns the paint. 832, when it's hot and your deodorant fails early in your day. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's no good.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
The worst, the biggest sustained lie out there right now, that M&Ms melt in your mouth, not in your hands. No, I always have to bite mine. They don't just melt, too. The colors always come off on my clammy little hands. so funny.
You could put the M&Ms in the freezer, then they won't melt. That's a little trick.
Or just avoid your hands entirely. Open the bag. Guys, again, bags. And, just dump them right in your mouth.
Yeah, just pour
avoid them. The hand.
Right, right, right. All right, so 312-981-7200. Let's wrap it. We're good. We're good. And time. We did it.
Ooh,
Sarah
yay.
Albritton, Catherine Pavanelli. You can see them at superwebseries.com for their web series, Super Narcoleptic Girl, which they are producing in July. They only got 9 days mm-hmm. left of the Indiegogo campaign, so go check it out. And if you like it, give them some money so they can put this together. All right, tonight we've got some gifts, some prizes. Complimentary pass to 2 adults and 2 children, general admissions to Sycamore Speedway.
Ooh.
This 2017 race season, Sycamore Speedway, the Midwest's finest clay track and family-owned since 1960. Visit sycamorespeedway.com. Ooh. Cool.
Nice.
And, of course, Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep-dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right. We have picked 3, and we are going to go after them now. Let's go with 773. You're going to get the Sycamore Speedway. Coming off as creepy as after complimenting a picture of your Facebook friend's daughter.
Yep.
Agreed.
You guys gravitated to that one.
Yeah, we feel the pain.
Philosophical moment for you. You're like, what do you do in that situation?
Yeah.
All right, for the pizzas, 847. The worst is when people who breathe down your neck while waiting in line, especially when the line only consists of the two of you. That's good. You got to give the backup glance. Back up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a glance. And finally, first place, and they are going to get a pizza as well. 518. You know what's the worst? Beard braids.
Yes!
Sarah, Catherine, thank you so much for playing tonight. We appreciate it. Good to see you guys, and I hope to have you back soon.
Ah, thank you for having us.